Just before we get started, do you have a business or maybe a staff event coming up, either virtually or in person? Well, why not drop the organiser a line and suggest me as one of the speakers? Go to pennyhaslam.co.uk to find out more. Hi, welcome back. This time on the Penny Haslam podcast.
That moment in a meeting when you really want to ask a question or make a point and you think, don't bother, you're going to sound like an idiot. So today I want to talk about a big problem. It's a big challenge, actually, especially for women in meetings. So, and I get this from the people that I work with a lot, talking about how they do certain things in meetings or don't do certain things in meetings, and they like get all bothered about it and reflect afterwards it's all gone horribly wrong and so speaking up in meetings or speaking so people listen to you is a really valuable skill to learn. So let's get into that today, and I'm going to start off. I've got five things to go at, really. Let's see how we go with those. Number one would be, don't hold back. Now, this makes everyone laugh in the room when we talk about it, about that moment in a meeting when you really want to ask a question or make a point and you think, self-talk says to you, don't bother, you're going to sound like an idiot, right? Don't, just shut up, don't say anything, be quiet, right? And it goes like that, doesn't it? And actually, sod it, you've got to, because you can guarantee the next thing to come out of the next person's mouth who speaks is the same thing that you were thinking, the same question or the same comment, right? Isn't it always the case? So you might get a little sweaty under the collar, you might feel a bit of a red rash on your chest, or the old familiar eye tick occurring, or you feel like your voice is going a little bit nervous. Push through it. And if you look like an idiot or sound like an idiot or feel like an idiot, you know, really, who cares? Just jog on, have a go. So don't hold back in the first place, because you can guarantee someone else is going to do it for you. So, secondly, never apologize or make yourself humble in the moment for contributing. And I think this happens a lot when maybe you're the only woman around the table, or you're only one of a couple, which is often the case. yeah. Or you've got people more senior to you and you're more junior. So, you know, whatever the circumstances, you might start off your sentences or your points or questions by saying, well, can I just, would you mind if I, I'd really like to, is that okay? If I, please, may I just, you know, forget it. Or I'm sorry, but I disagree. No, you're not sorry you disagree, you just disagree. So if we can strip away all of those sorries and apologies and those humble moments of would it be okay if, and just get to it with really strong, what I describe as speaking like an American. So going in with bullet points. So my point on this would be, that's a really bad American accent, I know, but my point on this would be, and then say your point, or my view is quite different to yours. So let me carry on with my view, rather than caveating it with apologies or softening it. You don't need to soften it. The other big one, right, in a meeting like this is the dealing with interruptions. Just classic territory. I mean, I have to say I get interrupted all the time at home. It is an ongoing battle with the other half as to how interrupty we are. And I dare say I'm interrupty with him, but I try not to be in a workspace. Sometimes I get a bit enthusiastic and I will interrupt others, but then I apologize and retreat. So I notice it when I do it. And I do try to listen. It's the one of the hardest things that humans can do is actually listen, and not just listen while queuing up what you want to say, right? But some people can't do it very well and they interrupt very happily, very readily, very easily. They don't even notice they're doing it. And that's really annoying in a meeting, isn't it? So if you do get interrupted, there are a number of ways to fight back. And I would say if you're not good at interrupting, or you feel uncomfortable with it, or you're new to it, just observe how others go about being interrupted and how they react. And I picked up some really good tips when I used to be in big meetings at the BBC, watching others deal with interrupters. And it went along these lines. You could say, You could wait for the interruption to finish and pick up where you left off if you get a chance, or you let it go. I'd say that's green level. I don't think that's good enough. I'd step it up to amber, and I'd say something like, would you mind if I finish my point, please? I need to just finish off what I was saying, or I'd like to get to the end of my point. Or red, if you want to go red, fine. Excuse me, you've just interrupted me, and I was in the middle of saying blah, 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 whatever you were saying. So it depends on the circumstance, depends on who you're dealing with, whether you want to go green, amber, or red with it. But find your phrasing, find your comfortable phrasing that you use as the go-to. I would also acknowledge others. So point number four, acknowledge others and what they've said. And this sort of benchmarks best practice for how you would like to be treated, perhaps. So if someone else has made their point or asked their question, go, that's a really good question. I'll answer it by saying X, Y, Z, or that point was really well made. I like the way you said that. That's a good phrase. And just acknowledge what they've said, for goodness sake, and then go on to say what you want to say. I think that's a really healthy way of going about meetings. And if everyone did that, we'd all feel a little bit more heard to, a little bit more heard to, a little bit more listened to and heard. Yes. And then finally, be yourself if you can. Now, we might see others operating in meetings and speaking in a certain way that we think, oh, well, that's powerful, and that's what's got that person into the position that they're in, and therefore that must be how we do things. But is it? You know, I know people who've left organisations because the culture of meetings was so severe and harsh. I know it was when I was at the BBC. You'd get patronised a lot for your ideas. It's horrible. And so being yourself is your only protection, really. I mean, who else are you going to be? You're going to try and be that idiot? No. Be yourself. Be humble and smart, polite, humorous, self-deprecating, strong when you need to be. But don't leave yourself outside the door and think you have to be a certain way. Forget it. Oh, and six, point six, ditch corporate speak. And I'm just going to add that to every podcast I do, because I just think it's such a tripper-upper, isn't it? Corporate speak. What do you really mean? What's the human being trying to say? The human being inside of you. What are they trying to say? Anyway, point six is probably an aside. But yeah, five things. Don't hold back. Never apologize. Don't get interrupted. Don't let yourself get interrupted. Acknowledge others and how well they've spoken and their point that they made. And be yourself. So there you go. Good luck in those meetings, people.
My third book is coming out in 2024. It's all about confidence at work and in life. And as you'd expect from me, there are lots of stories and ideas to help you build confidence, whether it's for yourself or for others. It might be colleagues, teammates, friends and family. Head to pennyhaslam.co.uk/confidence-book.